Well, hi there. Good evening, everybody. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground with Jay Barbell. So we're just getting started here. And part of getting in the mood for the playground, we're going to use the intro song, this nice catchy beat, to catch a vibe, catch a rhythm, get out your surfboard. We're going to ride the energy wave, and we'll get started here really soon. Let's get ready. Ride the wave. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday, October 23rd, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And I'm your host, Jay Barbell, and I'll be here with you for the next hour. I'm very excited about that. Today's show, for our topic, anyways, we're going to continue our series on spiritual tools, and today's tool is clearing out the decay. Clearing out the decay. And I've been seeing that whole paradigm play out in my life for quite a while now in different ways, internally, externally, and then both. And today I had one of those in-person where the rubber meets the road kind of experiences going to the dentist, hence clearing out the decay. And we're so used to hearing it with regards to dental work. But there's other ways in which decay can be at work in our life, and we can be very much trying to hold it together, but it's decaying. It's falling apart. We're meant to clear it out and release it to allow there to be healing and then a rebuilding. And so today it was just really clear to me. I had a whole process. I'll take you through it a little bit. I'll get kind of personal with my dental work. It's nothing terribly graphic, but it was quite the adventure that I wasn't expected when I left my place, Alan and I's place, this morning at about 6:50 this morning. And I'm not normally one to get up that early unless I have to. And as you know, I've been on the radio early. I've gotten up, but then I get to just be home. I don't have to be on the road. So anyways, I got out on the road. There was lots of traffic, but I still made it. It was all good. I have a new student dentist, for those of you that have been with me here on the show for a while. Speaking of, let me back up really quick. There's a live chat for those of you that already know where to find it. You already know where to find it, and I know you're there. But for those of you that this is your first time, you can go to the group chat by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Clicking on the chat button, that takes you to another private group. It takes you to another screen, I should say. And it is a private Facebook group with the same name, 1-2 Radio. Send over an invitation if this is your first time, and we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And I'll say a quick shout out to those of you that are already over there. And then I'll check in with you in a bit. And then throughout the show, I'm going to be asking questions, and I would love for you to participate. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how things are going. Let me know how you're experiencing whatever is coming up, or how should I say it, through whatever I'm asking. You'll be welcome to share whatever, you know, hits you as far as how it's coming up in your world, is how I was trying to say that way more gracefully. So Renee is here with us. Hi, Renee. It's great to see you. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and you are a part of making it wonderful. So thank you for being here, Renee. And Pamela, hi. It's great to see you as well. And it is also an amazing Wednesday because you are here. And Kelly, is it, do you accentuate that Lee? Or is it just Kelly? Hi, Kelly. It's great to see you. She says, I love your music. It's pretty catchy, right? It has a fun vibe, and it does make you feel like you can ride the wave. And it felt like the perfect opportunity for us to have a little bit more time with that music as we were entering into this space together, as we have a topic of conversation that's a little bit deeper than the norm, although it's nothing, you know, new that we aren't, you know, unfamiliar with dealing with, our teeth, taking care of them. So all that to say, I had a new student, my former student graduated. Yay, I'm glad she graduated. Erica, congratulations. And today I met my new student, Sophia. She's also a four-year student, so she's going to be graduating at the end of the year. So I'm only going to have her for a short time. And hopefully we'll be able to make some great progress. All that to say, I've been going to the USC dental school for my dental work. And it's a lot more longer, drawn-out process than a regular dental visit because you have a student and everything gets checked. And then in a case like this where things were switching, and then there's summer break and finals and there's all these things, and then I was moving at one point. And all that to say, 4 months went by since I was last there. And in that 4 months' time, I have a temporary crown. They're working on getting a permanent one created. And there's this whole process of making sure all the measurements of the crown are precise, as well as my tooth is precise within these certain margins to make sure that it's like the perfect fit for the crown, so it has the best chances of lasting a really long time and, you know, being a completed job. All that to say, I had a temporary crown. And at some point, it's like two teeth that are right next to each other on the back right. And they're both getting done at the same time. And I have a temporary crown that's like one whole piece. It's like two teeth in one. That was the temporary. Well, one of the teeth got loose, and it allowed some bacteria to get up in there while I was not going to the dentist. And so decay happened. And so that's where the story starts today. Once they realize the decay was there, the dentist is like, well, we need to clear the decay, and then we just need to see what kind of tooth structure is left, and then we can make a decision on what to do from there. Well, long story short, after clearing out all the decay, it basically like leveled my tooth. So basically the only part left in my tooth was the part underneath the gums. Like just a little bit above the gums was showing, and that isn't enough tooth structure, even with a post, to save it. And so that tooth is going to have to be extracted, and it is difficult to lose a tooth. It is like a, you know, it's personal. It's my own personal tooth. And, you know, to say that I'm not connected to it would be an understatement. But at the same time, I have this situation where and this is going back in time, I've shared this, where I put my head in the sand about my dental work for a while back. And I learned a very hard but very valuable lesson, and that was whenever you bury your head in the sand about something, more than likely, what happens is that thing festers, it gets worse, and so when you finally pick your head up out of the sand, it's like a worse problem than it was when you initially put your head in the sand. And that was exactly what was the case for me and my dental work. So I've literally been chipping away at getting my mouth back to being totally healthy, to get the bacteria to stop causing cavities and to be able to save the teeth that I have, and then eventually get implants for the spaces. And, you know, all that is, you know, expensive. No one is a stranger to dental work in the United States. And so hence me going to the school, it's not free, but it is at a deep discount. And part of the exchange is going to help help the dentist get better. And in a certain kind of way, it's been, you know, a really cool experience to be able to go be on campus, go be in the energy of all those students. And you might hear Watson tapping around. He can't seem to sit still. Sorry, I just got a little distracted. Let me come back. Oh, so the tooth decay, like, it's been a process, and the school has given me a process to start working on it. And it has been great to be able to go to the school and be on campus and be with all of the students, the 20-somethings that are, you know, going to school for all kinds of different things and involved in different sports and activities, and just very much like a younger, more energetic, just sort of like vibe at that little particular area when you go on campus. It's like you can feel it. So I really appreciated being able to go be inspired by being in that energy. It's a very uplifting and inspiring energy to be around. So that's been a benefit to sort of counteract the slower pace. And then I've also got guidance that the slow pace, even though it has been like a thing, an ongoing thing, that for my body and for the work that has had to be done, it's been a good thing for me to have the decay removed slowly and not all at once, and where it could have been more jarring and shocking to my system. And so there's been some value to it unfolding in this way. And I've also got to meet some different student dentists and assistants and all the different faculty. There's like a specialist for all kinds of things. So I definitely feel like my mouth is very well cared for and looked after by multiple specialists and students. There is that benefit. But all that to say, I had not put my head in the sand, but I did go through a time where I was just like, I don't have time for it. I wasn't making time for it. I needed to be making time for it, but I wasn't making time for it. And so that's where, in the not making time for it, that decay got a chance to get in there and take over that tooth. And now it's going to have to come out. It's not savable. The lesson for me is not to get down in, you know, into the being mad about it, even though, like, that's part of it. Like, I've been mad, I've been sad, I've been all the things, but I also, like, understand that, like, what's going to be most important is just what needs to be done, and what is going to be the best thing based on where I'm at. Not where I wish I could be, not where I want to be, not where, I should be, you know, where everyone thinks I should be, not even where I think I should be. But it's where I am. You know, I have to operate from right where I am. And right now, that's, you know, right now I'm going to lose a tooth. That's where I'm at. And so one of the things that I remind myself of is that even though, yeah, that tooth's going to come out, it's going to make room, and I will be able to put an implant there at some point. And so it is like I just have to remind myself it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And so even though I'm going to have another space in my mouth and I have a lot of, you know, I don't really want to have people notice that I'm missing teeth, but it's kind of like hard not to notice, especially if I smile really big. And so it's kind of keeping me from smiling really big. And that's me, you know, that's on me. But at the same time, it's affecting me. So I know that for me, I can't change it, but I can, well, I can change it. I can't change it overnight. True. But I can change it and I am changing it. And it's something that I just have to keep working at. But the first step in all of this is removing the decay. And so I've noticed when it comes to relationships and to partnerships, business partnerships, personal partnerships, intimate partners like our husbands, our wives, our girlfriends, our boyfriends, also our besties, you know, all these different kinds of relationships I'm noticing have been up for review since this latest eclipse sandwich. Also in there are patterns, habits, daily rituals that are either beneficial and that are going to get the green light to go to a whole other level. And then also you're going to notice like a spotlight showing you, and I know you already know you've been seeing it, but those things that it's time to let them go, at least for now. Because whatever they are, they may brought a certain kind of peace, calm, satisfaction, security, high, whatever it was or whatever it is, but that it's sort of given it to you every which way it can give it to you. And now life wants to bring you something different and it's in the way of the difference. It's in the way of the difference. So we can try to like go around that, keep doing it, keep bringing that decay into our life, trying to shore it up, paint over it, put a plant in front of it. But there's nothing like going right to it, having the crew come, clear out the decay, have the doctor come if you need to, shore up any wounds, bring in any healing. And then it's a matter of setting up a process of how you can move forward and how you can continue to look at the situation from a mind, body, spirit perspective and continue to take care of yourself, continue to take care of your family, your friends, those friends and family and those relationships that are building something in your life, bringing something to your life, adding something to your life, and really taking a really good hard look at the relationships or the jobs where there's a lot of decay and we're trying to pretend like it's not there, but it's there. And it's like we're all that energy that we're spending trying to not just deal with like the rough reality. We could save a lot of that energy and we can just get through it by getting right to it, you know, dealing with a white elephant in the room. In my case, getting to the dentist and finding out, I mean, I found this out today. I had no idea till today, zero idea. I did get like my intuition telling me you need to get into the dentist. I got that, but I didn't know why. So I was on the journey with the dentist, the student dentist and the faculty today to figure out, you know, could they save it or not? And I was in it with them and asking for the highest and best good. And it turns out the highest and best good is that tooth's going to come out. So I want to share that with you because, you know, like I said, we often hear decay and we think of teeth, but decay, you know, it shows up all over the place. It shows up in nature with regard to even just this season. Fall leaves are going to fall to the ground and they're going to begin to decay. they're already beginning to decay on the vine, and that's what's going to, you know, change their color and get them to fall. And then they're going to further decay when they hit the ground and get exposed to all the different bacteria and fungi and insects and, you know, all the mixing around that will happen with the wind and the rain, and then the snow is going to come. And then it will turn into this rich soil, and it's going to help the vegetation that's there. And it's also going to potentially allow for new vegetation to come. And it's all part of the cycle. So there is something to us being able to embrace that. Like, it can be scary to deal with decay because it's dark. It can be dirty. It can be like facing the ugly. In my case, yeah, my tooth, like, I looked in there in the mirror after, and it doesn't look that great. It doesn't even look healthy. And I wasn't even paying attention to it, but honestly, I couldn't see it. It was covered by a temporary, crown, but it was something I couldn't feel. But if I would have seen it, I would have known something was going on. But all that to say, here we are. We're past that now. We're past the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Now it's to the, let's get to the solution. What's going to be the best solution for now? And so when it comes to the clearing the decay, sometimes it's a matter of jumping right in and just following your intuition because you've already been guided, and it's just a matter of follow through. And then sometimes it is about looking at creating a plan. And I would also recommend getting help with that, both your intuitive guidance kind of help, your ancestral guidance kind of help, and then also from people like me, there's therapists, all kinds of different specialists that can really help in this regard, especially if you're getting stuck in any part of this process with yourself, or if you're just getting stuck with yourself in general and you don't know why. Okay, so we're getting to the part of the show where I pull a card and I do a mini energy reading for you based on the card pull. I'll either pull a card and give a general read, or you can ask a question and I'll pull a card for your question. You can put your request in the comments. Let me know if you've been noticing that theme of decay coming up in your life, whether it's in regards to dental work, or if it's in regards to other decay, other ways in which you're seeing it show up, and that you're being asked to make a change, to clear it out, to clean it up, to not just let it sit there and fester anymore. Let me know. And I want to take this opportunity. My mom, her birthday month is this month, October. Her birthday is October 9th. And I don't know that I stopped and totally took the opportunity to wish my mom a happy birthday. I know I intended to do it a couple of shows ago when it was, I think, the day before her birthday. But I don't know that I did. And so if I did, great. But if I didn't, this is the time I'm going to celebrate my mom and her birthday. That's Daylene in the comment section. If you see her, you can wish her happy birthday, and we'll continue that celebration all month long. All right. So, let me know where, if you're noticing that whole idea of decay and clearing out the old, and this whole idea of things just sitting kind of off to the side, but like noticing how they can fester and wanting to do something about that. Karen is wishing my mom a happy birthday. Thank you, Karen. Tara, she's got a fun gift for Halloween. Kelly says, no, it's just Kelly. I love that. Thank you for sharing. It's great to have you here with us, Kelly. And Tara says, my son has to get Invisalign on Monday. So expensive. Speaking of, it's true that all is so expensive. And I had braces and went through that process and had a beautiful smile. And so I also have some guilt about that, you know, that I had a beautiful smile and then I went through life and different phases of life where I didn't have the ability to make sure that I stayed on top of things like brushing my teeth. And it wasn't because I couldn't. I wasn't like held up in a bed or sick. It was just because I wasn't taking care of myself. I was so focused on everyone else that it was just like, I don't have time for that. And something that simple, and not choosing taking care of myself over time has led to this bigger issue. It didn't start here. It got here because I wasn't paying attention to the smaller signs and handling my business, so to speak, then. So now it's gotten to this more like kind of blown out of proportion place, but yet it's a real place and here I am. Karen says, hello, Jay and everyone. Hi. She says, LOL, quote, putting a plant in front of it. I wonder if you are a fellow green thumber. If you are, you'll know what I mean. Okay, so let me know in the comments if you would like me to pull a card for you. I'm feeling very musical, and I want to just take a moment to clear my throat. So I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs to help us move and groove to the music. And that is a song called Balanced Love by Asheron. And it's really a fun song because there's a bit of a guided meditation that are part of the words. And then it's got a great beat. And again, it's this opportunity to move your body and to ground, to get present, and also to put your comment in if you would like me to do an energy reading for you this evening. And I'll see you right on the other side of this beautiful, beautiful song. Enjoy again the ride.
Open your heart and let love in. Open your mind for the real love.
Everybody, we are back. Welcome. So that was just a fun little moment that we could take to connect, to feel into our body. It sounds so simple, yet we don't always take the time to really drop in, like really get all the way into our body, all the way down to our toes. Especially for those of us empaths, we can spend a lot of time in the upper chakras. And we can forget that we have a whole body that we got to get into. And we got to get into our whole body in order to utilize all of the functionality. All of our own personal functionality. So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. And we're getting into one of my most favorite parts of the show where we get to do mini energy readings where I pull a card for you. And I gear the reading based on either a general read of what wants to come through in this now moment, a message from the Holy Spirit, or coming again, another message from the Holy Spirit only in regards to a question you might have. Either it might be regarding work, it might be regarding a personal relationship. And so we can work it either way. And I do notice there are some of you that have already commented in. Before I jump into the readings, I just want to say, go check out the gratitude board happening over on 12listen.com. That's our sister site, and that's a place for you to go put what you're grateful for and to expand those energies. They're very, very powerful in the universe, and they bring even more of what you're grateful for. Another way to use that amazing service is to put what you would like to make manifest in present tense as if it's already happened and use it as a way to energize what you want to bring into the world. And we are like putting rocket fuel on it when we join forces and we all bring our attention, all of us in the 1-2 universe, to bring energy to those things that everyone's grateful for and for what everyone is working to either manifest for the first time or continue to manifest over the time in our lives. So who is going to be our first person here? I like to go in order, a first come, first serve. And then Facebook likes to make that a little bit difficult because it's a little bit of a maze craze. You got to click into my banner, which is like clicking into the comment section. And then there's a drop-down menu at the top where you have to change it to all comments so you can see all the comments. And then it also shows them in order. At least I think it does. Okay. Pamela says, yes, I need to head to the dentist also. Sigh. I know. I know, Pamela. I know when it's one more thing on the list, it can feel overwhelming. And as I look at it, as you have your comment here, it's like I see making a list, like a priority list. And so that way you can always have a way to refer to it that doesn't involve having to hold it in your head, but that you have a place that you know you can go look at where you're at with all the things that are important to you, like dental work and other health-related stuff that might be going on. Thank you for being here so much, Pamela, and I appreciate you sharing. Karen is going to be the first one, Karen M. She says, "Hi, Jay, I would love a card." So today I'm going to be using the Kelly McLean decks. There's two decks of cards, and they both make up one deck. I put them into one deck anyways, and it's the Swery Spirituality deck. And it's the number one deck is Down to Earth Affirmations for Badasses. And then Resistance is Futile, both by Kelly McLean. She is another 1-2 Listen advisor. And she is a blogger and a vlogger and all the logs. She's a logger, and not the cutting down trees kind. but she's also created these cards, and so we're going to use them today for our reading time. That is so. Karen, your card is for you. It's like all of a sudden I have a runny nose, even though I wasn't having a runny nose earlier. Excuse me. Okay, Karen, here's your card. Sometimes saying nothing is the most powerful expression. Sometimes saying nothing is the most powerful expression. I'm seeing that you're trying really, really hard to see the potential in someone else. And you're trying really, really hard to relate to them in their potential. But I don't see that they're anywhere near it, nor even heading towards their potential at this time. And there's a sense that you keep being the one to show up, to bring all the energy, bring all the sauce, so to speak. And it's like it's getting lost on the other, it's being lost on your partner. And so I'm seeing we're pulling back, not pulling away, not turning away necessarily, but pulling your energy in, making it more into you and what you're doing and what you can personally change or handle, and less about paying so much attention to where the other person is at. Because it isn't being that micro focus on the other is not allowing you to take care of you. And it's also really not even allowing you to take care of them either. It's like it's both of you are feeling hampered, but both of you like also feel like you need one another to get the other one out of where you're at. And that might sound like a code. I don't mean it to be, but that's just how it's coming through. And I also don't want to get super specific over the air. But I do feel like, Karen, there's this sense that a moment to let the chips fall where they are, like put the ball down instead of passing it back and forth, to just see where things feel or how things feel, where things sit, when you are able to be still and not trying to get like go after saving or not even just saving, but just getting that other person's attention. I hope that helps, Karen. Let us know in the comments how that resonates. All right. Tara, you are next. Let's take a look here. A card for Tara. All right, I'm trying to think of what the acronym, it's an acronym for bitch, badass individual that carries herself. Hashtag fear no word. So a bitch, a badass individual that carries herself. So I feel like there is like Tara, who is the mom and the wife, and like sort of this person in other people's life. And then there's the Tara that you know, that's, you know, with you every day, that's inside of you, that you show some of her, but not quite all of her. You keep some of her kind of held in. And so I feel there is a sense that that part of you that you have hidden, but it's more like a chameleon. You're more like a chameleon. Like you allow certain things to come out situationally. When it is situationally, like, quote, right for the situation, but when it is like for others, where it isn't necessarily for you. And so I feel like it's important to look at where you can bring some of that magical creative, like that creative expression, to work and to use in creating a solution in your life. And also taking your creativity to a whole other level. It's like thinking of it from the standpoint of your creative energy, or the energy that you have to create, is like a pot of gold. And every day there's a certain amount of gold in that pot of gold for you to utilize to create your creations. And some things fill that pot of gold up, and then other things deplete it. And when you use your creative expression for others, not a problem, but just when you use it for others, it is still pulling from your own gold bank account, so to speak. And so it is looking at where that might be being used and maybe not valued, and pulling that back. And then also where you might be spinning your wheels. I feel like you're spinning your wheels on a particular individual. It's a friend. And it's like you're spending an awful lot of time lifting them up. And it's like they're always in the same place. You know, so now it's time to just really see that's the place they want to be in, because you've done an awful lot to help lift them, and they're still where they are. And that's more a reflection of them than having any kind of reflection on you. So this is like a opportunity to reevaluate where you are spending your creative energy and spending some more of it on you and your family. Tara, I hope that helps. All right, Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, I'm always open for a card, Jay. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And Pamela, we got a card for you now. Highest and best good. Oh, one fell out. Nope. You do not have to fill in the blank. Feel better? So the card is, nope, you do not have to, you get to fill in the blank, feel better? So what I get from this card is that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. There's a lot on your plate. And we can't necessarily take everything off the plate, but there is a sense that like at least 25% of it can go away. And even though it is, not that you won't have to take care of it at some other point, but there are other things that are more pressing, and to just have it taking up mental real estate and having all this pressure on you isn't necessarily helping. So I do feel like getting a way to write down and prioritize what has to happen, with whom it's happening, what's the plan, you know, what are the dates if you have them. What is it that you need to do to get ready, so you can start to nail some of that down, so it doesn't just have to be up in your mind. Like I just see you figuring it all out, and you have it all figured out. It's all up in your mind, but it's taking up a lot of like computer power. It's like when a computer gets full of RAM, and then there isn't like it like starts getting slow, and like starts to stall, and it's like, hey, what's going on? Well, it's because there's just so much in the RAM. It needs to get cleared out. So I'm feeling the same kind of thing with you and your mind. Like, there's got to be some things that can help clear out your mind and bring it to like zero. And I'm seeing, this is where you might have to get creative, but what I'm seeing is nature, time and nature, and connecting to the natural, like the natural rhythms of nature herself. And I know we're going into winter, so it can be difficult to get outside. But this is where, being strategic, if there's an arboretum, if there's some kind of like inside garden, in your area, but where you can still get with the organic plant material and trees. I'm just seeing trees are really helpful for you right now. And you can, like, if let's say you had a tree in your yard, you can connect with that tree from inside. You don't have to go up and touch the tree to connect with it. So I'm also seeing that you can still connect with nature that way. And there's also a sense of bringing a beautiful flower or a beautiful plant into your living space. And if you already do that, that's just a confirmation that it's really, really helpful and really, really valuable. So there just feels like something on there on your list of that to-do list, that ever-growing to-do list. And it feels like some things have got to come off of it. It can be, there can be a reassessment at a later time for things to come maybe back on. But right now it's more of looking at things that are what's the most important for Pamela right now? What's the most important thing for Pamela to focus on right now? And putting all your focus on that. And if anything has to do with something other than like your son, for example, or some other family member that's really important to you, that it just isn't on your list. It's got to be a no right now. And it's a matter of you being able to reprioritize yourself, and you will be able to get yourself to a much more sturdy, healthier, stable place. And then from there, the sky is the limit, but even the sky isn't the limit from there. You know, anything's possible. So that's where you're headed. That's the trajectory you're on. That's what is happening as you take care of what is, you know, on your radar to take care of. All right, Kelly. Kelly, it looks like you're going to be our last one today because we're at the top of the hour, or we're getting there anyways. We got to make way for Ginger and Heart Matters. So, Kelly, this one's for you. She says, what is next for me? What is next for me? Bravery is an absence of fear. Courage is presence in spite of fear. Bravery isn't absence of fear. Courage is persistence in spite of fear. I feel like you're like that whole like adage when I don't know where it came from, but like where a parent would tell their kid, well, I used to walk to school and it was uphill both directions. It feels like you're in your own situation where it feels like you're in an uphill battle and it feels uphill both directions. So I feel like there is something closing out in all that. Like that seems like somehow your history. That feels like somehow your past. But like, it's almost like you have gotten to a new place, but some family members and some friends have not been able to see you in that new place. It's like they're not able to let you be there, but you're there. And so I feel like it's, I know this is strange what's coming through from based on this card, but that's where the bravery comes in, is being able to hold your ground, hold your space. And to be where you are, and to do it gracefully, and to do with, with just grace and ease, and to do it with poise and confidence, and the way that you want to do it. You know, it's your show, it's your life, and you get to do it your way. And you have gone through different periods and phases of your life, I see, where other people have told you how that needs to be or has to be. And now you get to have it your way, and it feels almost like uncomfortable. But keep going. It feels like whatever this old pattern, whatever that was, is leaving and has, like, you've already healed it. But I feel like it might have come back around for a little, like, hey, I'm just checking in, seeing where you're at, seeing how things are, to have you be able to see how far you've come with yourself. And in that, I feel like there is some inspiration, and hopefully there's some things to be grateful for that you can expand and grow that energy, because I feel like you're in a time of expansion. I feel like you're in a time of growth, but I feel like it's up to you. Like it's the kind of thing where the universe wants to hear your what you want. I'm not going to say that you're going to get it exactly how you want it, but the universe also wants to still hear. How do you want it? What is it that you want to see? What do you want to stand behind? Those things are important. And so take some time to think about that between now and the new moon. And during the new moon time, that would be a great time to write out and to solidify some of those things and to get them on paper and then work with them that next moon cycle. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being here. I want to thank everyone, all of you, Karen, Tara, Pamela, Renee, my mom, Daylene, everyone that I might have missed. Thank you for being here. Those of you that might be listening in on demand, I appreciate you being here as well, too. As I said, Ginger's coming up next with Heart Matters. And then it's Oliver with the show called Oliver. And then Raven's Rabbit Hole with Raven McMinn. She wraps up the evening. So please stick around. Thank you for being here with me tonight. It's always such a pleasure and an honor. I really love my time with all of you. And I can't wait until we get to do it again next week. This has been the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Bye-bye, everybody.